you, Brother Corey, for that reading. Appreciate it. If you have not got one of our aids, you can get one in the back, and we'll have a little bit of PowerPoint go along with us today. We'll get right into the study because it is a little bit lengthy, so I'll try to hurry as quick as possible, but I also want to take time to think about these things because they are important. Recently, I've been hearing many stories of people and even dear brothers and sisters in Christ who've been caught up in online scams. Even worse is seeing some of those being scammed truly believe, trust these fake people. They often meet these fake people via social media. And their fake stories, their fake dilemmas, whatever it might be. Sometimes so much so that no matter who tells them that they're being scammed, they don't believe it. They end up taking the person who's scamming them side. The truth is, scammers today are very good at exploiting one's deepest human vulnerabilities, bypassing rational thought, tapping into one's emotional responses. This psychological warfare coerces victims into making impulsive decisions, often to the tune of their hard-earned money, sometimes their life savings. I've seen that happen very often, sometimes very lots and lots of money. And even worse, I've seen it destroy people's relationship with our Lord. This leaves people feeling emotionally and spiritually violated, looking for answers, and again, very sadly, very alone. They feel embarrassed to talk about it. They feel embarrassed that they got had. They feel embarrassed that they trusted somebody, and they don't want to talk about it. The practice of people trying to swindle one another has been around for thousands of years, literally since the dawn of time. People have been trying to cheat each other out of different things. But since online scams are a newer problem, most probably wouldn't think that the Bible would provide a basis for better understanding this issue and even highlighting ways to avoid it altogether. But it does. We know in Ecclesiastes 1:9, what does it say there? There is nothing new under the sun. Everything has been done. So today, we'll be examining the one word that's most associated with this growing problem. This word is discernment. Let's study together today what discernment is, God's purpose for it, and how we can all better practice discernment in our daily walk. Hebrews 5:14 is kind of our key verse today, and this is something to think about as we go through this. It says, but solid food is for the mature, but because of practice, have their senses trained to distinguish between good and evil. For instance, my son would not be able to eat solid food right now. He obviously has a tough time eating regular food as he spit up all over my wife today. And if you've ever been covered in head to toe in milk from a baby that vomits it, it's pretty gross. So you need to be more mature. You need to eat solid food. It does not happen overnight. It takes training, and that's what he's doing right now. He's learning how to eat. He's developing. And so eventually he'll be able to do that. So first point today is, so what's this discernment and how do I get some? And I have to pick on my mom because I love my mom. But when Wi-Fi was first coming out and all these businesses were getting Wi-Fi, McDonald's and whatnot, they would have plastered all over the windows, free Wi-Fi. You'd see it everywhere. And my mom came up to me one day, and she's always looking for a deal, and she's very excited. And she comes up to me and she goes, hey, what's this Wi-Fi and how do I get it? It's Wi-Fi, Mom. Sorry if you think it's Wi-Fi still. It's Wi-Fi, but yeah. It's free, usually everywhere, but yeah. So the same thing with the discernment. What is this discernment, and how do I get some? In a nutshell, discernment is the ability to judge well. Pretty easy. True discernment means not only distinguishing the right from wrong, it means distinguishing the primary from the secondary, the essential from the indifferent, and the permanent from the transient. And yes, it means distinguishing between good and the better, and between even better and best. It's not just always bad and good. It's sometimes very easy, sometimes like that. Discernment is not knowing the difference between right and wrong. It's knowing the difference between right and almost right sometimes. Throughout the scripture, believers are repeatedly cautioned to maintain discernment, a sharpened awareness of the difference between truth and error. Sorry, I forgot that. Always forget to do that. Proverbs 14:15 says, the simple believe anything, but the prudent give thought to their steps. This was my original key verse. I think it's just a very important verse. The simple believe anything, but the prudent give thought to their steps. And that's what we got to look at in life, and that's what we're thinking about today. Everything we do in life, we should be giving thought to our steps. We shouldn't just be going around willy-nilly, just trusting everything and everybody. It doesn't work that well. I know, and when you're young, it's easy. As you get older, you start thinking, oh, everybody's good, right? Everybody's pretty nice people. They're not. They're actually not. There's a lot of people in this world that are not good people. There are a lot of people in this world who are trying to harm you more than help you. Sometimes Christians are like that, or people pretending to be Christians. So you got to be careful. Paul prayed for the Philippians. And what did he pray for in Philippians 1:9-10 there? He says, and this I pray, that your love may overflow still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may discover the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and blameless for the day of Christ. He continues, Paul implored the Thessalonian church in 1 Thessalonians, do not quench the spirit, do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. How do you do that? Discernment. He goes on again. Paul encourages the Ephesians in Ephesians 5:8-12. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as the children of light, for the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. As you try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord, do not participate in useless deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, for it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. And that's kind of what we're doing today. We're trying to expose some of these things that we don't really talk about too much in church, but they are out there, and they're happening more and more and more. I work in social media. That's my predominant job, is social media. Every single day, our company has someone trying to scam us. Every single day. It's one of the greatest things about paternity leave. I don't have to deal with any of the scams that are coming up. And they're also trying to scam people on just different comment sections. I have to go through and block these every single day. And they'll usually go on very old posts. And one of the ones is so sad. There's like an old lady that, and this was what they prey on, but she's a volunteer at our organization. And it was a very generic statement, but it's like, you have beautiful eyes. I would like to get to know you better. And it's like, oh my goodness, like they're just, they try to just do anything they can to get you in a chat, to try to talk to you about things. They try to sell shirts, just trying to get you to click on links. They're everywhere. The church gets them a lot. We get so many messages, people wanting money, especially from the Philippines and just overseas and things like that. And we don't even know these people, and they just expect us to send them money. And I know many churches have been scammed out of money before trying to help people like that. Discernment is not optional for the believer, but it is clearly commanded necessity for proper Christian living. You should be a thinker. You shouldn't be just going around lacking common sense, so to speak. So there's a growing lack of discernment in our world. And it kind of didn't go where I wanted to, but it's fantasy versus reality. This is a poster someone was telling me about recently. I watched The X-Files a little bit. It kind of freaked me out as a kid. I was a kid when it was out. It was about aliens and stuff. But I guess in Agent Mulder's office, there's a poster that says, I want to believe. And that's sadly what you find a lot of people today. They want to believe in something so bad that they look into this fantasy world that is the internet. And believe me, the world of the internet is 99% fantasy. It feels like a lot of times. And that might actually be true. But they want to believe in something so bad. Do you remember this lady? You probably don't. But you remember someone who claimed to be her boyfriend, maybe. A guy used to play for Notre Dame. He almost won the Heisman Trophy. His name was Manti Te'o. Yeah. And every PSA, people would put memes out, and they'd say, look, I'm Manti Te'o with my girlfriend, because she wasn't real. Yes, this lady is real. This is a real lady. But that the lady he was talking to, the lady he thought he was in a relationship with, was not this lady. It was this lady. A totally different person. They did a documentary on it, and everything was on Netflix, if you want to watch it. It's very sad. The guy was had. He thought he was dating this woman, and he was actually dating this woman, so to speak. They never met in person. She faked all the things. She found pictures. They talked on the phone. And then she supposedly died. And he had this big thing about her dying and everything else.
because it was getting too close to reality. Very sad.
You hear people like this. This is a kid, generic photo of a kid with cancer. You've seen, this is not just random people. Celebrities get had a lot of times. Brad Paisley from West Virginia. Him and his wife got had by the same person who actually got the guy from Wipeout, one of the hosts of that, saying that her kid had cancer and she needed help with this. And so they got bought into the story. She sent them pictures that this kid had drawn and everything. They go very deep. This is a lot of work. These scammers are not lazy. They do a lot of work to get money, pretending that she had a kid with cancer just to get sympathy from them and get money from them. It's not just kids with cancer. People talk to regular people all the time, and they usually have a sad story of why they need money, some down-on-their-luck thing that happened to them and that they need money. They try to play on your emotions, right? How about these two people? They look like financial advisors to you. Well, one, they're not even real. They're AI. So in case you're thinking, well, yeah, they're pretty attractive people. This is what AI has determined is the most attractive people in the world. But they're fake. They're totally fake. They're not real. So if you're looking to date them, anybody, Batson, I know you're really interested in this girl. She's not real. So don't pull a Manti Te'o on that. These people like this, they'll message you on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all these things, and say, hey, I know a lot about cryptocurrency. Why don't you come buy a Bitcoin or something from me? They're not. Financial advisors don't look like that. In case you're wondering. Oh, maybe it's an avatar of somebody. I play a video game, and this person, they just seem so, I'm just head over heels for them. They're just so nice. And this is their avatar. This is what they look like. But in real life, they look like this. Not really, but you get catfished. That's what it is. It's called catfishing. They get you with that stuff, right? And that's what, it's funny, it looks weird, but it happens all the time. People get and romantically involved with these people. They think they're real. It's very sad. There's a lady I know that she literally has, and this is a true story. She's an older lady. She has a picture of this guy in her house. He owns a gold mine in Africa. Maybe you've heard this before, right? Everybody's tried to tell her. We've all heard it before. It's not real. The pictures are not real. She has them all over her house. She texts him almost every day. He's going to come visit her. For years, he's been going to come visit her. Just needs to send her a little more money, and I'll come visit you. Just a little more money. She goes to a bank with her grandchild. The bank says, ma'am, we cannot give you this money. This is a scam. Her granddaughter is telling her, grandma, this is a scam. Her daughter is telling her it's a scam. Her son-in-law is telling her it's a scam. She doesn't believe any of them. The bank tells her it's a scam. You know what she does? She believes it's a scam, right? No. She goes to another bank that will give her the money so she can forward this guy more money. This is happening all over. And like I said, it's not just with money. It's also with our morals. We trade our morals for these things. How many times have you heard about people? I heard a story the other day of a guy who met someone on the internet. This fantasy world that we make on this internet, right? And he came to church. Remember the Church of Christ? Came to church Sunday morning, and you know what he did Sunday night? I'm sick, honey. I got to stay home. His wife is pregnant with their child. You know where he went? He went with another woman, and he left his wife that night while she's at church with her children and pregnant with another one. This is a growing problem of fantasy versus reality. In today's digital age, it's easy for people to pretend to be something they are not. Romans 12:3 says, for though the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of yourself than you ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted each measure on earth. It's easy for us to pretend to be something else, and God tells us not to try to be something we're not. He made us who we are for a reason. We should have pride in that. I feel so sorry for people. One of the greatest things I love about my daughter is like, you're a princess. And we'll tell her that. And she goes, no, I'm not a princess. I'm Ashby Lou. She loves being Ashby Lou. And I love that. I want her to always be that. Because I'm glad that she has self-confidence in herself. And I hope she always keeps that. I feel so sorry for Christians who don't have self-confidence. Because God made you who you are. And you are the only you that will ever live on this earth. And yet sometimes we forget that. There's a guy, I went to visit his house. His house was falling in. He was not doing well. His kids had no presents for Christmas. Nothing. His house smelled like 50,000 packs of cigarettes. He had a wife. And I walk into the house after dropping the kids off. They had to come to church. And he says, I want to show you my second life. I didn't know this was a thing. I didn't know it was real. I saw it on The Office. I didn't know it was actually a real thing. And he had this TV screen. I kid you not. It was like this bigger one of these. His house is falling in. A giant TV screen. He comes up. He shows me, smoking cigarettes the entire time, his second life. He lives on this computer. He's a DJ in this world. And he is so excited. He can sell, you know, his services on this as a DJ. And there's even a currency in this second life world. His house is falling in. The guy eventually, what you know the end of the story probably, is pretty easy, leaves his wife, leaves his kids with nothing, and he goes for a woman he met on Second Life. People try to live in these fake worlds. It's just so sad. Proverbs 12:11 says, but one who pursues worthless things lacks sense. I can promise you that guy lacked a lot of sense. I walked out of there feeling so sorry for that family, but just so sorry for that guy too. His common sense was so stupid. Those kids were sitting right over there with his wife, and I'll never forget the scene. He's sitting there so devoted, his stupid screen, looking at it, and how his dumb little avatar character, and how proud he is of that, when his kids are looking at him for just 1 ounce of affection. His wife is looking at him for 1 ounce of affection, and he's so worried about the stupid screen. It's pathetic. Ecclesiastes 5:7 says, for in many dreams and in many worlds there is futility. Rather fear God. That man didn't fear God. That man didn't even care to know God. He thought he was God of this stupid world's second life. This verse suggests that focusing too much on desires and endless chatter can distract us from the real, meaningful steps towards goals. We're trying to get to heaven. That should be our goal. That should be everybody's goal. And when you do that, you get a better life. But people want to continue to live in the mire and live high on the hog on the screen. Easy to get others to believe they are something or someone they are not. 2 Timothy 3:13 says, but evil people and imposters, pretending to be something you're not, will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. People continue to, this is not new. This has been going on forever. They will continue to be pretending to be something they are or they're not. The minute mankind invents something, they immediately start to think of evil ways to use their new invention. Romans 1:28-32 says, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evils, that's what these people become. The world, especially our digital world, is not all sunshine and rainbows. And if you think it is, I'm sorry. As a kid, I did. I thought, like, you know, when I went to college, I'm like, everybody's pretty good. Again, they're not. They're not good. And I hate to rain on your parade. I hate to tell you that's not. But this is not the world we're trying to be at. We're trying to be in heaven, which is more sunshine and rainbows. All sunshine and rainbows, you want to say that? 1 John 5:19 says, the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. We forget too often who has the power on this earth, and that is the devil. He's not good at his job. Look around. That's why there's death. That's why there's destruction. That's why there's violence. That's why there's war. That's why people hate each other. That's why families are torn apart. It's because of the devil. He's terrible at his job. There are tons of people in this world looking to take advantage of us. But we should be, in 1 Peter 5:8 says, be of sober spirit. Be on alert. Does that sound like we should just be kind of walking through life, not paying attention? No, we should be on alert. We should know that these people are out there. We should pay attention to these things. People are trying to take advantage of us. Your adversary, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a what? Like a sheep? Like a roaring lion. And they didn't stop there. Seeking someone to devour. It's not just someone at the zoo that's caged in there. He is trying to destroy you. The minute you think of that, the minute you realize that, the better you are. And that does not disclude the internet. I don't know why people don't talk about the internet as much, but the internet is a just a terrible place. It is filled with awful things. And we live too much on it, sadly. Too many people still enter the internet world wanting to believe the fantasy. Proverbs 1:22 says, "How long, you naive ones, will you love simplistic things? How long will scoffers delight themselves in scoffing, and fools hate knowledge?" Do you hate knowledge? The big book of everything they call the internet. You can find anything on there. Anything. But it does not have the one answer that you need, which is God. Some simple steps to combat these frauds and scammers. These are just simple things. Don't automatically believe everything everyone tells you. Do you ever watch Kimmy Schmidt? I don't know if you've ever seen that on Netflix. She was this girl that was trapped in a bunker in Indiana. It's a comedy. Bear with me. She moves to New York, and the whole funny part about it is she's totally naive and just going through life, very naive, and somehow making it her way, even though she doesn't know much. Don't be like Kimmy Schmidt coming out of a bunker. You don't live in a bunker. You can see that there are bad things in this world, okay? You know that there are bad people in this world. Don't automatically believe everything everyone tells you. Every sob story, every story that says, "My kid has cancer." I hate to say that, but they're using that. I've cheated a lot of people out of stuff. I lost all my money in a financial crisis. I'm just down on my luck. I don't know what this guy's doing. Proverbs 14:15 says, "The simple believe anything, but the prudent give thought to their steps." Again, don't automatically believe everything. In 2022, older adults lost nearly $240 million, just in 1 year, online on romance scams alone. Isn't that sad? People truly looking for somebody, and they look on the internet. It's not happening, folks. This is not You Got Mail with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, if you remember that movie. I tried to watch a movie. It's so cringy. We go back and watch it. It's very, very cringy to watch now. But back then, it was like, that's really romantic. It's creepy now. The world's changed a little bit. Trust me, go back and watch it. I tried to watch it with Shannon. I was like, I would just turn this off. It's just really weird anymore. Trust people whose words match their actions. It's pretty easy. If you're talking to somebody online, I mean, Batson, actually, I met him online before he came here. He's like, but you know what he was talking to me about? He's like, "Hey, I need money." He's like, "I'd like to come to church." All right, that's easy. Now, if he's sitting there saying, "I need $1,000 to come to church," I'd be like, okay, that's weird. Okay, there's a guy adding me on Facebook, and now he's only $1,000 to come to church. There's something that's not matching here. His words and actions are not matching up. Their words and actions should match up. Proverbs 12:22 says, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are his delight." Lying lips, they're an abomination, but people lie all the time. Social media has now become more like scammer media. Again, I work in social media. I'm telling you, 30 years from now, social media, unless it fixes itself, will be completely cannibalized because there are too many scammers out there. It's too hard to trust people. People are leaving social media in droves. They're just leaving it because it doesn't make your mental health better. It doesn't make you feel better. Yeah, you can connect with people, and there's some good things that happen to it. I mean, there's a lot of good things have come out of social media in my world, and I don't hate it, but it definitely is turning into something that they did not intend it to be. Between 21 and 2023, over $2.7 billion were lost in social media fraud in the U.S. This surpassed regular web scams like email phishing combined. It's ridiculous. They especially prey on older adults, and this is one you don't think about. Teens and young adults. If you're giving your child a phone and just saying, "Hey, here's free reign on the internet," that is really dumb. It's really dumb. And if you did it, I'm sorry, but that's really dumb. Don't do that. It is a very, very toxic place, and they can prey on children very easy. And people who are lonely and vulnerable, they don't care if you just lost your husband, you just lost your wife. They don't care if you just got cancer. They don't care. They don't care. They can pretend to care. They don't care. They want your money. They want your bank account. If someone asks you for your bank account number, your social security number, don't give it to them. Never give them to them. You don't even meet them in person and you're giving them that. Do not be someone who's overly trusting. The Bible talks about that. That is not being a good Christian. That is not what the Bible's talking about. It says you need to be a discerning person. That is not discerning. That's dumb. Don't do that. They're preying on you. They want the worst for you, not the best for you, even though they say the opposite. Know that turning the other cheek isn't the same thing as letting others take advantage of you. 2 Corinthians 11, 19 through 20. You gladly put up with fools since you are so wise. In fact, even put up with anyone who enslaves you or exploits you or takes advantage of you or puts on airs or slaps you in the face. And the writer's being facetious here. You put up with this ridiculous stuff. Why do you do it? It's not the same thing as letting others take advantage of you. 2/3 of scam victims experience negative emotional consequences. Severe anxiety, sleep disorders, depression, and even PTSD, specifically as a result of fraud. Nearly 47% of scam victims blame themselves for the crime. They should not blame yourself. When you're trying to do a good thing, you can beat yourself up all day, but it does not help anything. 61% said they are what? Too trusting. Too trusting. A majority reported feeling angry, regretful, betrayed, helpless, and embarrassed. We don't talk to our brothers and sisters about this stuff. We kind of go through it alone because it's too embarrassing. There's nothing too embarrassing for us. We should be able to talk to each other, confide in each other, and help each other out. That's why we're talking about this today. It's not supposed to be embarrassing. Here you go. Steps to be more Christ-like in the sermon. This doesn't have to be at the internet. This could just be anything. Desire wisdom. Proverbs 2, 3 through 5. Indeed, you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding. If you look for it as silver and search for it as a hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge of God. Wisdom is more important than finding buried treasure and should be sought after with greater vehemence than fine jewels on the earth. We should be looking and searching for wisdom, and too often we try not to find wisdom. We try to let everybody do it for us. AI now, we just let everybody just do everything for us, write the whole paper for us. At the heart of the treasure of God is God himself, and without him, we fail miserably at discerning between God and the God of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. And you see that all over. Very easy to see because what? You're blind when you look at this. What? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Try putting that in front of your face. It blinds you. You're addicted to this. So that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Number two, we should know truth. 1 Timothy 6:20 says, Timothy, this is writing to Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge. The writer continues in 2 Timothy 1:13-14. What you heard from me, keep as a pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Paul uses military language here to Timothy to heighten the importance of what has been given our charge. It should be important. Every believer is called to know the truth of God's word to such a degree that we maintain a defensive position against everything that undermines his truth or seeks to violate it in any way. We need to know truth. Last one. Test everything. I'm glad they had a button here because that's what it is. Every time you go to send something, you should think of that. Test everything. Is this a real person? Is this really something that I should be involved in? 1 John 4 and 1. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And that's a biblical thing. That's a church thing. When someone's up here, if it's me talking or anybody else, we should encourage you to test us. If we say something, like I said, I've never heard a lesson on this before. So I'm trying to come up with this the best I can. So after church, if I've said something that was not biblical, please pull me aside and let's talk about it. I am not going to bite your head off. I do not know everything. I am trying to learn along with everybody. This is coming up again and again, and I hear it not only in our congregation, but other congregations. It's something that probably needs to be preached on. I'm not an expert in this stuff, but I tried the best I can. You should be able to do that with people. Test them. Talk to them. If you can't do that, that's not good. The word test is a fascinating word in the New Testament and comes from the word that means the testing of the strength of metal. In other words, the type of discernible testing requires fire, the fire of our knowledge of God and the knowledge of His Word. We are not very knowledgeable in these things. And so when we get tested, we fail miserably because we have been emotionally and spiritually vulnerable, and they take advantage of this. If we're driven by a yearning for cultural acceptance or comfort to go along and get along attitude, we will never be a discerning people. Only in careful scrutiny will we be able to discern light from darkness. So, in conclusion, how will you start living a better life, a more Christ-like life with discernment today? Our growth in discernment depends on our desire for wisdom. Do you desire wisdom? Knowledge of the truth. Do you desire knowledge of the truth? And a willingness to test absolutely everything through the lens of that wisdom and truth. If people will not test it with you, they're not worth it. So the next time you begin to scroll through the myriads of bits of information, your growth in discernment will determine if your hope is anchored in the solid rock of Christ or the shifting sand of this world. Like I said, today's world is going to get even worse with AI. You can see how many videos do you see on social media that are completely fake. They're doing it with all these sports coaches now, right? All these football coaches. They'll have a press conference, and then they'll just make them say ridiculous things. So many of my friends have shared things. Say, did you see what this coach said? And we're like, it's not true. But it looks true. It looks like their mouth's moving. It looks like they're saying the exact same things. People are calling people on the phone, sounding like their relatives. I had a coworker tell me, my grandmother called me and said, where's your sister? Is your sister okay? She said, yeah, she's sitting right beside me. Why? She said, she just called me and said she's in jail. She's like, she's right beside me. She said she needed money. She's in jail. It sounded just like her. They're using voice modulation technology. They're using AI pictures. I've seen so many people share on social media what they want to look like through AI. Guys, that's not what you look like. AI does not make you look, I just don't get it. We're unsatisfied with our lives, and so we retreat to this fantasy world. Stop with the fantasy world. Live in reality. Focus on God. Be wise in our actions. Be content with where we are. Be excited about where we're going, which is hopefully heaven. So the invitation today, I know this is kind of a little bit of a weird lesson, but it was something I think it just needed to be done. Hopefully this will help somebody out. I know some people have struggled with this. Some people might have never have struggled with it, and that's great. I hope you never have to. It's sad and it's scary that it's happening in this world. But this world is not our home, and that's one thing we really need to realize, and that our goal is to get to heaven. So if you've never heard that that Jesus is the Son of God, today I'm telling you that He is the Son of God. Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. You need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. It says in John 8:24, therefore I say to you that you will die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. You need to repent. Luke 13:3 says, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Confess. Acts 2:38, Peter said to them, repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You need to be baptized. Right here we have water, and Larry's been warming it and cleaning it. I mean, you could drink it if you really wanted to, but it's pretty gross. So it's really nice if you want to be baptized. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. and live faithfully unto death. Revelation 2:10. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. 2 Corinthians, last verse, 6:2 says, behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today can be a day of salvation for you. Maybe you've scammed people out of stuff. I don't know. Who listens to this lesson online? Maybe you are a scammer. That's very sad. Maybe you are one who has been scammed or something. You need prayers. Don't feel alone. Don't feel shame for those things. We're here to help you in any way we can. And hopefully this little bit of a lesson helped you be a more discerning person, a more discerning Christian, and help you seek for truth as opposed to fantasy. And if you need any prayers of the congregation, you can come forward now, or if you want to be baptized, you can come forward now as we sing the song that's been selected.